Thanks, Kate, for this question. I love that you think I have a process. Yeah, I don't have a process. Reviewing the videos and obviously writing to you guys is something Alicia and I've done on and off for years, but I have never been as consistent as what I've been. Partly because I didn't want to face up or own up to me not following her system. I didn't want to stay with the basics. I didn't want to do what she told me to do. So I kind of did kind of what she told me to do. And then I didn't want to report back that I was only kind of doing it. And yeah, so this is my last kind of stand. This is my last time where I'm going to throw myself all at it and do the basics and give it, you know, my best shot at, because I've tried it all the other ways and I didn't get the result I wanted any other way. So I have to film and I have to review because that's the only way I'm going to get better. I don't have someone sitting in the corner telling me what to do, so I have to do it that way. I don't know if I find it overwhelming. I don't find the writing education overwhelming. I find the emotion sometimes overwhelming. I find the frustration sometimes overwhelming. I find the impatience of myself somewhat overwhelming. But yes, I think when it comes to your writing, I totally get what you're saying when there's a million things to master all at once. But to me, yeah, I think if I focused on all the million things I had to do, I would like literally just want to never ride a horse again. So I do kind of just, and Alicia's very good with that as well. So, you know, we'll only work like, let's focus tomorrow on just going for more freedom. But one thing Alicia really impresses upon me is to never do the same lesson twice. So I have to really make an effort to remember what I mastered the day before to make sure I still master that and master the new thing that I add. So for everyone riding and training, like if 80-20 is something that you have really progressed with, something you've really done well, then when you start going, okay, I'm going to work on positive contact, you don't want to let the 80-20 learnings kind of go, because then you're just oscillating between I was bad at this and now I'm bad at that. You want to constantly be on that growth journey and on that upward trajectory. And I've been very guilty of dumping one thing to just work on another thing. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, I guess long answer is when you're feeling overwhelmed, I would just focus on the one thing and I would just focus on that, focus on that, focus on that until I get a win and a growth. Like I'm better. You're never going to be okay, now I've nailed it because it's freaking the sport, isn't it? But you're better. And then you're like, I'm going to keep this betterment and add a new thing.